From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Mick Kerr in Washington, D.C. actually got to sit with Sonny Perdue, our new Ag Secretary, and he asked him the question about our president, Donald Trump.
I wish you could have been with a roundtable the other day where he, I think his heart showed forth about his interest in American agriculturalists and understanding what they have done for America over the last 75 or 100 years, the productive capacity of American agriculture, but also the need to prosper and to thrive, not only for just the farms, but those rural communities. That's the executive order. Rural prosperity. How do we tear down the barriers that have been created in American agriculture so that we can prosper and thrive in the fields, farms, and forests of America, but also in those communities that depend on those fields, farms, ranches, and forests? There's no doubt. I don't want to sugarcoat it. A 20-21% cut is troubling. But the fact is, as governor, I governed during that 2003 to 2011 period of time were not the brightest economic times in the United States. In fact, in Georgia, eight of the eight budgets that I presented to the General Assembly, five of them had less money than the year before. So I'm not exactly a stranger to managing a budget to those. I didn't like those revenue estimates. We had a balanced budget state. And while I didn't like a revenue estimate, when our economists said, we're going to have 10% less money than we had the year before, and I had to manage that, what we did was roll up our sleeves and do more with less. And while obviously this is the projection from OMB and from the president's office is presented to Congress, then Congress will have their input in it. And we're going to do the best we can with the money we have. That's what I want to tell you today. I want to tell our farmers out there, obviously, our farmers would love more money. You know, it's not there right now. We'd love that $4 and $5 corn. It's not there right now. So what do? They do what it takes to manage. And that's what we're going to do at the USDA. So I'd love to have more money, but frankly, I don't want to kick a $20 trillion debt to my grandchildren either.
And again, our new Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, talking with Mick Kerr in Washington, D.C. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk to North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp, also South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. Well, we'll talk to Heitkamp about our new Ag Secretary and Rounds about the Farm Bill. That's all coming up next.